Twitter says internet shutdowns violate basic human rights in Uganda. By Joel B. Polak on January 12, 2021. Twitter has spoken out in favor of free speech and against the shutdown of the internet in Uganda. Twitter's public policy department tweeted in opposition to reported efforts to shut down internet access ahead of Uganda's election this week, where President Yoweri Museveni is asking voters for a sixth term. He has been in office for 35 years. Last week, Twitter banned President Donald Trump from its platform permanently. It also continues to suspend and expel tens of thousands of Trump supporters. Twitter's main competitor, Parler, was also kicked off Amazon's servers. This week, however, Twitter stood up for free speech and the open internet, arguing that access to information and freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during democratic processes, particularly elections. Twitter also specifically opposed the blocking of social media and messaging apps. Before the November 2020 election, Twitter censored a New York Post story that exposed emails from the laptop of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. The emails suggested that then-Vice President Biden met with his son's business associate from the corrupt Ukrainian energy company, Burma. Other emails also described the Biden family's attempt to start a joint venture with a Chinese company, in which Joe Biden, the big guy, was to have received a 10% stake. Former Vice President Biden told reporters on the campaign trail in 2019 that he had never discussed his family's overseas business interests. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.